Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Maya, one of the supervisors here located on the floor. How may I assist you today?
I don't know if you can. I got an alert from my credit union saying I'm being charged $49.71 to someone called Vitality. I didn't recognize this, so I let my credit union know that. They gave me a phone number. I called the phone number. Another young lady, I guess, who transferred me to you, could not tell me who the company is. Nobody can tell me who the company is. She had said there was some kind of air purifier, a survey done. I don't usually do that. For an air purifier, and whoever Vitality is, which she can't tell me who that is. You know, she can't tell me if that's the electronic store that sells it or a membership or whatever. She couldn't answer that question. But she did tell me that the membership, which I think is being charged at a rate of $49.71, which I wouldn't sign up for, has been canceled, and so she was transferring me to you. And before I could question why we needed to transfer me to anybody, here I am.
Okay, willing to assist me. What's your zip code and name?
My name is Benita Thomas. My zip code is 70460.
And what's your address, ma'am?
1106 Bel Air Boulevard in Slidell.
Thank you, ma'am. So, yes, I located your account with the purifier, and I apologize for the previous age, ma'am. It was a purifier, which is a device that cleans the air. Do you remember paying the postage for that product back on November 16th?
Okay. First off, you don't need to apologize for the other person because she said the same thing. She said there was, well, not the November part. She said there was a survey involved for a purifier. And since I already have a home purifier system, I wouldn't have done a survey to get a purifier. I've learned that that's not sensible. But anyway, how do I clean up this mess, Miss?
Okay, if you don't mind placing an order, it states it's coming from paying the postage for joining the Factory Direct Savings store. But for joining the store, it is a recurring billing each month for $49.97. But if you didn't place the order, did you give authorization for anyone else to place the order?
No.
Anyone that lives in your household?
No, ma'am, I'm it. And that's why I was trying to figure out, because, you know, when you're looking at things online, you might hit something you have no business, and you think you're just looking at something. So that's why I was trying to figure that out. If I did that, because I don't need an air purifier. My home has a built-in system. So
we're going to start the fraud investigation here on the account. And any falsifying charges will result into a penalty or a fine. But as for the 3 months, November, December, well, it was just for the November, December, the January charge was declined by the bank. We can go ahead and temporarily cancel and refund back the transaction to you. You should receive it within 3 to 5 business days, along with an email to verify.
Okay. So, Miss, please bear with me because I'm not understanding. So here's what I'm saying to you that I said to the stupid people at my bank. I sent them a message a couple of months back saying, what is this? Please don't pay this until you help me find out who this vendor is because I don't recognize it. So what you're saying to me is my bank went on and paid you in November, or not you, whoever Vitality is, paid them $50 in November and again in December for the privilege of what?
It was a membership fee to keep the device.
Okay, to keep a a purifier. Thank you. And so they were about to pay you again in January, and then they still didn't send me an answer to the messages. That's because I was just on the line with the bank, because I'm stranded on the side of the road, can't use my credit card to get gas. Freaking trip. Anyway, so the refund that you're referring to, is that just for 1 month and not those other 2 months?
It's for both months, ma'am.
Okay. So I just want to, I'm very upset because I'm stranded on the side of the road. And I've got to wait for somebody to come 40 freaking miles to give me money to get gas so I can go home. That's unreal. But okay. So you're kindly refunding to me a total of how much, ma'am, so I can make sure I understand and know what I'm looking for on my bank statement.
Let's see. Bear with me one moment, ma'am.
Thank you.
So it'll be a refund of $107.39.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else?
And here's another thing. I'm just curious because I live in a subdivision where the street name is spelled five different ways. There's a boulevard, a court, a street, a lane, and a drive. And I get other people's mail, they get mine. So I don't recall getting a purifier. I think I would have remembered that. But that still doesn't explain signing up for something. Because I've learned, you know, when somebody offers you, oh, do you want to take a survey? And you're going to get a prize. And then you end up paying for shipping for a piece of crap. So that's why I know I don't do that. What else can I do? I still don't understand what Vitality is. I tried to look it up before I even contacted my bank.
The name that was by the charge, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just a private billing company.
Huh?
That's just a private billing company, ma'am.
Okay, so that explains why I don't recognize it. Because it just says, it's alerted for today, and it says $49.95 Vitality on your card. And so I called them. I'm like, help me identify who Vitality is, because maybe it's Sam Club using Vitality for all I know. And I don't want to stop payment on something for something I actually owe. And now they've locked my card. So that's another cluster bomb here. That I can't, this is a mess. Okay, I thank you for your patience. I thank you for explaining that to me. I thank you for the refund. And it's going to be refunded under whose name, not this Vitality crap, right? Somebody else?
Company? No, man, it'll be refunded by them. That's the billing company.
All right. I thank you for your time, miss.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, what a mess.